Can you hear me now? Lying in this bed.
Well, a lot of people are now hearing Conor O'Brien now that his Dublin-based Villagers have wrapped up a tour of the U.S. on the heels of their debut CD, Becoming a Jackal. It received a Mercury nomination for Britain's Album of the Year. Critics are calling it a must-listen for those who like a mix of sort of ragged pop and eerie folk.
Have you got just a minute? Are you easily led? Let me show you the back room where I saw the dead.
To find out what the buzz is about, we caught up with Conor O'Brien just before Villager's last U.S. gig. It was here in Boston. And by the way, Conor O'Brien is Villager's. It's just him.
It kind of all started with the songs, really. I mean, I wrote them all on an acoustic guitar on my own, and then I had all these ideas for bringing them into, like, maybe more kind of epic kind of cinematic places, and I kind of realized I'd need a band to play them live. And to me, like, Villagers could be like the band, or it could be like the characters in the songs, or it could be the people that I'm becoming in the songs, or, you know.
Sure.
It's kind of a loose definition.
And
really.
And as you tour the U.S., do you ever have to tell people, no, I'm not the guy dressed up like an Indian, we don't spell out YMCA?
Recently at a show, the one Irish person in the crowd shouted out YMCA. It was hilariously funny.
Well, yeah. It's, you are definitely not them. Let's listen to a little more. Here's the title track, Becoming a Jackal.
And when I got older, when I grew bolder, out onto the streets I flew. Released from your shackles, I danced with the jackals and learned a new way to move. So before you take this song.
So, Conor O'Brien, you're being compared to, Paul Simon, Leonard Cohen. A recent Boston Globe review citing some of your lyrics said, you sound like Sufjan Stevens and Paul Simon rolled into one wounded young man a few drinks in. What do you think about the fact that here you are at 27, and apparently you really weren't into lyrics that much when you were much younger, but suddenly, not just a singer, but the songwriter.
Yeah, at the start, all I wanted to use words for was to flesh the music out, you know? I just wanted to be, like, texture in the colors of the notes and things like that.
When did that change?
I studied English at college, at university. You're kind of, I guess, forced to read.
Is that whole studying English thing? They make you read.
Yeah. But I kind of got lost in the library and started reading stuff which wasn't on the course, and that's when I got a bit more into poetry and the use of words, and I think that kind of propelled me to write these songs.
Now angels are singing words written for you. The trumpets are telling of your beauty and truth. But you've been working it out for yourself like some overachiever. So just be my master.
Well, tell us more. What were you reading? What were some of your influences?
I remember in particular being really into postmodern American poetry, stuff like John Ashbery. And I remember having to write an essay about John Ashbery, and I absolutely despised his words. I thought they were really elitist. But then by the end of the essay, I actually fell in love with it, and I thought the complete opposite about it. I just thought it was really natural, and it was actually a really primal way to write poetry. It was very rhythmic and very beautiful.
Well, and somehow you took something from everything and became Conor O'Brien, the lyricist. And now New York Times music critic John Pareles says your songs approach the bitter romanticism of Leonard Cohen. High praise. And he pointed out a few lines from Ship of Promises. Let's listen.
On, you just put it on, but I'll meet you in between what I say and what I mean. And we will make our own mess on this ship of promises. 'Cause it's the same since we left on this ship of promises. Oh, we just could not care less on this ship of promises.
Conor O'Brien, did you listen to Leonard Cohen?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I absolutely love Leonard Cohen.
What's a favorite?
Famous Blue Raincoat was one of my favorite songs of his. I remember singing that when I was a lot younger.
The other day I heard his No Way to Say Goodbye, and I just, it brought me to my knees.
Very beautiful. That's a very beautiful song.
I loved you in the morning, our kisses deep and warm, your head on the pillow like a sleepy golden storm. It's many love before. I know that we are not new. In city and in forest, they smiled like me and you. But let's not talk of love or chains and things we can't untie. Your eyes are soft with sorrow. Hey, that's no way to say goodbye.
So Leonard Cohen, one of your influences, let's listen to a little more of the results. Here's your song, Pieces. It starts out like this.
For a long, long time, I've been in pieces.
But tell us about where this is going and why. We'll bring it up, but what happened to this?
That was one of the songs that kind of opened up the album for me. I wrote it very early on. And I kind of realized I could be that direct, you know, I could literally be talking to the listener and just say exactly what you mean and try and dress it up as little as possible. And that was like an exercise in that, I guess. And nothing really got crossed out when I was writing it. It was just sort of almost getting sick onto a page, pretty much. A disgusting analogy, I apologize for that.
Well, but you know, you there is a sort of emotional regurgitation, you know. By the end of it, let's just listen. It's a howl.
Yeah, I just kind of, I don't know what to say about that. I just kind of felt like howling, so I howled.
Connor O'Brien, again, Villagers. The CD is Becoming a Jackal. You can go to hearnow.org to learn more. And Connor, your U.S. tour, what's it been like? Have you played here before?
This is the first time I've brought the rest of the band over, so it's been pretty exciting because we've pretty much driven the whole way across the States. I think we've done about 4,000 miles in the last 2 weeks or something, which is pretty insane. Went through the desert and saw every single side of this crazy, crazy country. It's been kind of humbling as well because it kind of feels like the way it felt at the beginning. And back in Ireland, when we started playing, you're kind of having to win people over, and because you know a lot of people still don't know you, obviously. So that's kind of my favorite thing about it. Yeah.
Well, apparently you did. We're gonna go out with a song that's sort of a goodbye from the CD. It's called "Set the Tigers Free." Connor, have a blast.
Thank you.
Farewell to my only friend. You've been so good to me. Now the carnival has ended.